In just a minute, we're going to see how Corva and one more of our listeners do with some more voices from the week's news. If you'd like to play any of our games, give us a call at 1-888-WAIT-WAIT. That's 1-888-924-8924. But right now, panel, some more questions for you from the week's news. Kiri, a Long Island man put messages in 5 plastic bottles, set them adrift on the Atlantic last August. Well, he was very excited when he got a letter this week from England from somebody who had found one of the bottles but was surprised when the letter accused him of what?
I have no idea. Oh, dear, this is awful. This is someone in England. This is a bottle. Accused him of...
Give you a hint.
Best yes, please
it,
do.
It was a tear-stained letter signed Iron Eyes Cody.
Accused him of despoiling the environment?
Yes, accused him of littering.
Littering? Oh.
Yes.
But that was the litterer.
No, you. The letter... Let me explain.
This is so confusing.
So,
this
is what happened.
Okay,
all right.
Now
the
I
guy
understand.
Puts a note with
these
his name...
These are so hard.
The guy...
You have no idea. You have to follow the entire thing. You have to concentrate on what Peter's saying the whole time. It's very hard.
It's very hard.
My mind wanders. I'm sorry.
This is NPR, you know. It doesn't sound like it most of the time, but we do actually ask you to contribute a little bit to the what was going on.
If she had heard that, you'd be in trouble.
That was so mean. I'm going to start crying.
So this is what happened. So this guy, you know, puts a note in a bottle of his name.
Yes.
He throws it in the ocean. It floats away. He gets a letter back from England. It made it across the Atlantic. The letter was from one Henry Bigglesworth of Dorset County in England, and Mr. Bigglesworth wrote, quote, "I recently found your bottle while taking a scenic walk on the beach by Poole Harbor. While you may consider this some profound experiment in the path and speed of oceanic currents, I have another name for it. Litter." Mr. Bigglesworth went on, "You Americans don't seem to be happy unless you are mucking about somewhere." Yours sincerely, Henry Bigglesworth.
Peter, are you mean to Mr. Bigglesworth?
I would be if he were here. I play no favorites. I'm sorry, I didn't mean to be mean. I was...
Oh, the thing she's writing about you right now, Peter.
I'm just going to sit here and stew.
Adam, there's a new trend in seafood restaurants. If the plastic bib and adorable little fork aren't enough to amuse you with your lobster dinner, you'll be happy to know you can now use what to catch your supper?
Those really fun, you drop in a quarter and use the metal hook things that you find at carnivals.
You're exactly right.
Those metal claws.
It's called the lobster zone. It's just like those claw games that have usually stuffed animals in them, but in this case, it's a fish tank with live lobsters.
Why do we feel like we have to humiliate those lobsters before we eat them?
Maybe some people are angry at them. You put
$2
in and you manipulate a little claw. This is true. You drop it into the tank and try to grab a lobster. And, of course, if you get it on the first try, you're getting a bargain for your dinner, right?
Yeah, that's right next to the tank where you can throw pies at the lobster.
Yes. You know, those lobsters, they're not getting out of this thing alive. I mean, it's like a bullfight. You know, it's
no, right. But I like the idea of this. What is it, like $10 for the first try? I mean, theoretically, someone could spend $100 on that lobster.
Yes, exactly. But that's something, of course, you can't give up because the lobster's humiliated you.
Yeah.
Put a little claw up to his little nose and yeah. By the way, the makers of the old-fashioned claw games do not care for this at all. They say, quote, "We can only hope that the people playing these skill cranes come to realize that this is a sadistic misuse of machines designed to dispense toys and teddy bears."
Have you ever won a toy or a teddy bear from those machines?
No one ever has in the history of the world.
I hate to point the finger at the claw industry, but...
The skill crane industry.
The skill crane industry.
If those lobsters in that tank were the only thing to eat, we'd all starve to death.
Absolutely. Those things don't work.